Rishus Avi Mari. Chazor and Simpei Zayin, the goal is to go through the Chabur Amon, Shachet Paz, the Chuba Kiveger, focus on what it says on the page. Sif Aleph, the Mechaba starts off with basically 3 points. The first thing he says, the Torah says 3 different times, Lois Vashab Di Bachel of Imoy. Why 3 times? One tell you the Issa Bishul, one tell you the Issa Vachilo, one tell you the Issa Vanah. I said the Mechaber, second point, why does the Torah say Beloshet Bishul? Come to go tell you the whole halacha. It's only be Dimina Torah when it's Derech Bishul. What's mean Derech Bishul? The Shach explains, meaning with a case of Bishul, not a case of Licho or Kvisho. The Mechaber ends off with the third point, however, still it's Osir Midabonon. Come on, Rabbon says, what's the Osir? What Rabbon derives to? What's Nafkamina if it's Mina Torah, Derech Bishul, or if it's Rabbonon? Nafkamina says, negate the Sugar of Bahno. That no, it can be motor once the Rabbanon. However, the Raisa will be also. Now, however, the Taz does bring down that the Mashal wants to disagree and still say it's Osir by no. And the Taz says, Ein lanu elo divrei rishonim v'achronim. We paskin when it's motor the Rabbanon, mitzvah b'nav Torah, only Osir the Rabbanon, and the Maisa it's motor by no over here. The Shach, when he brings it down over here, he has really 2 cases of the Rabbanon. He says, number one, negate to Eif b'cholob. That those who want paskin like the Bach, the Maaseh to be machmer, said no, the Maaseh be paskin the Rabbanon, therefore it's mutar b'ano. The second thing he said, the case of Kvishim Licho, also the Rabbanon, therefore it's mutar b'ano. So 2 different cases, the Rabbanon, and one's the Fuki the Bach, one's the Fuki the Yamshu Shlomo. Come on, Kivegir, the 3 different Kivegirs over here. You do Kvishim Licho, he says mutar b'ano. We'll get to that. Kivegir, discuss that. Set up Kivegir now. 3 points over here. First, Kivegir first, he discusses the idea of Derech Bishul. In Derech Bishul, he has 3 different, in Yonam Negev Derech Bishul. Number one, Derech Bishul, what is Deraisa? He has 3 cases. Negated Sli, you want to tell this Deraisa. Agam, a certain Kivegir, I'm not sure what prince you have. You have the first Berlin, over there being down the Rand, the sheet that Sli is only drop on him. But most Kivegir said Sli is Deraisa. A second case, he says, the Raisa is Iroi. Iroi, we should know, Machloik is a Beit Tam, Rashbam, Hilchos Shabbos. Is Iroi that's not Nisa Kiluch is the Rabbanon or the Raisa? We pass from Iroi to the Raisa. A third case, Erech Bishul, is Tzli, sorry, Tzoyin in the Tapasam in Tzham. That means we know the Loch Machloik is Rabbanon Shmuel to Togovar. We pass into Togovar, not Logovar. And therefore, something cold hits something that is Hanam Banam, we say it's the Raisa. That means there are 3 things that are Nichol Derech Bishul. Sli, Iroi, and certain type of something is Cham. However, a second thing, let's say you have Cham on top of Cham. For example, you have cheese on top of a beef burger. 2 things are touching each other. That it brings down the Yamshu Shloima. That's only a Din Drabbanon. Once Drabbanon, there'll be Mutter Bano. He has a third point in this Kivegir. He brings down the Goyis Isavet Arach. That says when a person does by a Chaticha that is covered with Cholov over here, the Locha is also to Mavashal Minatar. I mean, even though Kvisha and Lamaisa could be only Dindu Rabbanon, to Mavashal actually is a Dindu Raisa. Meduric, says of Kivegir, let's say really was Mavashal, the Locha is in Bishalacha Bishal. That means there'll be no Isra Raisa Bishalacha Bishal. Next to Kivegir, they come along and bring down the Shach. The Shach says the Locha is Negate Kvisha Melicha, it's Mutter Bahano. Lafuke, the Achim want to argue. He says, I bring a Chloraya from the Mordechai. What does the Mordechai say? The Mordechai says when you have Venus Akum by Goy, the loch is when you were chayshish for it, why? Because you might have been in a cave of Nevelo. The chash is you might be in a cave of Nevelo. In fact, the Mordechai, why would chayshish possible cholov? Why wouldn't it have the sugi of Nevelo? Let's be worried it's have the Israel here of possible cholov of Anal Shaboy. What happened as Anal possible cholov? He wants to answer, since Kvishin is the Rabbanon, therefore there's no Israel no. No Israel no. So we have black white Mordechai first. He said, "That's Pshat the Mordechai. There's no Isra and no by the case of Kvisha." Allah. But now Mam Shechubi Kivegi has a cash over here. Why in the world are we Choshev in Maim in the cave of a Nevelo? Let's be Choshev in Maim in the cave of a Ksheira. Think that's cash over here. So we down first Toysi Torah. Toysi says, "You know why? We're discussing case of Bosom Chol Drabon. Bosom Chol Drabon. We're not going to worry about. There's no Kshash for Drabon. Jail there." He brings down the Rambam of the Rimagash, the Oil Mills from the end of the Simon and Sifrit Aleph. The Rambam of the Rimagash says the Sugya Maimid, the Loch is, does not apply by things that are by kosher, only things by trade. And therefore, by the case that are kosher, we bought the case of Shishim. That's very good. That means it comes out side traces, and side of the Rimagash, the Rambam, a come along, we won't have the Kasha anymore, the Mordechai, the case of Anon. That means he's pointing out over here that the whole Mordechai's Kasha is not like traces, like the Rimagash. If there is, he has a Kasha now, according to the Mordechai, if so, why is the case of the veil? It's a case of Kshero. Bab Sorachin. That's the first Kivagas Kasha. No answer. A second thing he says, that if he, Mordechai, and also according to Taisu's sheet over here, that the loch is the way of a chashash, a maimon in the side of something that's a kshay over here. If so, lechor, once you mavashle it, it's not drabon, that's the raiso. Kivagas said already before, and we'll see, he'll say it again later, the loch is that by kvisha malicha drabonon, as mutta avano to mavashle is also, mavashle din the raiso. If so, according to Taisu's, according to the Mordechai, saying it's be make of it, it's not drabonon, it's not drabonon. The mice of Bayam Sansu Gibishal, every means Akman, the world can calculate him a vashlet, should be this Akshash Tarais over here. All sends up Tsarachin. The third Kivagar, going to the Mo over here comes along and says, Aloch is, when your things are abundant, it's Mutter Frano. Why is he not discussed? The Mutter Bishal. Yeah, the Mordechai says it. He doesn't have Shah the Mordechai.
But by and large, it's
the Mordechai is a good writer. Kashto, he doesn't have Shah the Mordechai. Now, the words that Ramah says, when it's the loch of Jabon, it's the mutter banoch. Why say it also the mutter bishul? He says it's very simple. It depends if it's a case of kavushu or a case of melicha, the maisa bishul is also. And the third time he says he started over here, it's also to an act of bishul over here. And once also to do an act of bishul, no, it's also an also. He ends off, can a person lechatchila be goyim, the act of kvisha melicha? Can you do lechatchila, to go, let's say, give it to a goy? That means you want to avadi kinidi, do kvisha melicha? You want to make a coffee and go give it to a guy. An active fisher, let's say. You'll give it to a guy. He says, I'm in Chesakov. Now, what Minchas Yaakov does he mean? I mean, Chesakov sends you to a locha in Sif Vav. The Ramah has four chumras over there. In the second chumra, the Ramah says, a locha is you cannot take one pot of water that you wash your plating dishes, another pot of water you wash your milk dishes, and mix the two waters together. Why? Because you're doing an act of Osim Chalov. In fact, the nice Kalim, when you put the water together, it's a cold water and hot. What's the Kimto? So the Shach says over there, it's a case of Dereisa or Sachas, it's hot. If it's hot, that's the nice Kalim, why else it's not the Sugi Bishul, it's not the Sugi Vano, what's going on over there? The Mice said, because Yaakov said, discussing a case that's cold. That's the Chum in the Mot. It's cold, you're mixing two words together. Therefore, it says that Minchas Yaakov, we see him occur, you mix him together, that is not Bishul. What is it? It's Nichlik, the concept of Kavush, got mixed together. And Kavush is not to give it to a guy. So you want all the Chathchila to do an act of Gvisho or Melicha to go give it to a guy. So the Kivaga, I'm in Chathchila. And that's the Chumra of the Amor. The second Chumra of the Amor is Sivav, which the Amor himself ends off and Mekel Ahifsid. It's only Chumra of the Amor. So the Maestri, go do and not to go do. Come on, Pesach Yeshuva. First on Sivkonal, if we read down the Yisoyda Issar Achila, he said this Issar Achila is even, it's not Derech Achila. That means you take a Yipos Mechol, wrap it up in a napkin, and you swallow it, still you even an Issovir, and you even get Malkus for it. Masha Egin, all the assume it's not Derech Achila, you wrap up in a napkin, the Mais will not get Malkus for it. Yipos Mechol is that way, and Klaikarim is that way, according to the Rambam, the people got them. That's Aleph. Second, Pesach Shuva, Sivkon Beis, negate the Sugya of Yisur Arno. He says, first, Yisur Arno, you get Malkus for it or not, Rambam says, Mais will not get Malkus. Masha Enke, he brings down, there are those one time, they do get Malkus for it. What's Nafkamina? He says, Ein Berheitiv. Berheitiv says, Nafkamina is the Apostle Ages. If you get Malkus, the Apostle Ages. Otherwise, you don't get Malkus, you're not Apostle Ages. A second point over here in the Pesach Yeshuva says, this causes, Izir Chashishir Negeti Issa Achilo. That means, Avatit Issa Hano. Avatit Issa Achilo, Chashir Jostim HaToro. Avat Negeti Issa Hano. So he brings down the Pimgodim in this topic by the case of Bishul and Bayno. The Slach says Bayno, the Maisa to be Machma, according to Rambam. According to other places, we want to say, Avad, there's no case of Malkus over here. Now, a third point in the Geyat Hano, what is the Shear of Ano? He began Machlaikis. The Slach says the Shear is Gezayis. Mashenkim, Kimeke, the Shear is a Pruto. And the fourth thing he says, what to go do with it? He says, Bos Bechol is also Bayno, therefore you have to bury it. If you burn it, that's not the correct thing. If you burn it, you cannot have enough from the ashes, and therefore also the ashes also cannot have enough from it. Sivkon Gimel come along the Pesach Tshuva discussing now Derech Bishul. He discusses the case of Tigon, something that you fry over here. He brings down the Prechodesh, want to say, Nichol together Bishul, Kolshkein, Masha Enke, he brings down Minchas Yaakov, Maram Shef, want to say, not the way. He brings down that the Prima Godam said, Malcolm Hefse Ruba, a person can be Mekel. A case of Cham, which I Cham, with Adam Yoytiv, again, just like Kiv Egid, brought down the Amshu Shleima, a case where you have your cheese on top of your beef burger, what's the loss in that case? It brings down that's not Derech Bishul, and therefore loss will come out as a Mutubano.
Why is that less than Tzayin Gosser?
It sounds like it's not Derech Mavasha that way, and that is Derech Mavasha. That's Derech, that is not Tzayin.
Where is it? Off the flame?
It's off, not the flame, right. You have a Mamsh off the flame of your beef burger. Yeah.
So when we balance the cheese is cold, it should be the rice.
It's cham b'cham. It should not be the rice.
No, the cheese is cold.
The what?
Burger's hot, the cheese is cold.
Oh, it is. I'm not. If it's hot and cold.
Right.
Could be. You have to know when they do it. Now, the facts. Now, even though we're saying, coming with the Sashuvan says, even though we're saying, Mutabana, by case of Krishna Malicha, the Maisa Bavashal, the Maisa can do that. Why? Because the visual is the rice. Again, Kiveg mentioned this point three different times. The last book that you have examined, the Shire Fine, the halacha is when you have a clear basa that's ben yoimor, to cook milk inside of it, you'll even a din deraisa. That's also by law. Therefore, it's derech bishul. That's a chiddush over here. It's a chiddush. That means it comes out every time in your house, and any time you have in your pot, you have fleishiks, you take your milk and spoon to mix inside, you'll even ista bishul basa b'chalav. Or vice versa, you have inside your pot, the milk you take a ben yoimor spoon, you mix inside, it's mamach derech bishul, you'll even ista deraisa. How much ista deraisa? Now, it comes along and says, once you have this thing, this chema, and you can use it to do a lock snare so that there is chanukah, mitzvah lav hodin sinu, once time is a chasorin in the shir, chasuzah mitzvah l'shurei, and therefore cannot use it for chanukah nerus. V'oid moisev el yuzuto, you have another bayah, mitzvah l'sugah, bishul wasu b'cholov. Now, the person can say, you do not tell me he's arguing on the sugah of ein bishul acha bishul. I had a chur, it's cooked one time, ein bishul acha bishul. The one time now that we learn the sugah of ein bishul acha bishul, and simon shin yuchesiv dalet, that was two things that are salads. Which lachs the stunning, everyone agrees it is bishul acha bishul. The case over here by the Neres Chanukah, or what? That was lachs and stunning. So everyone agrees this came to is a locha of bishul acha bishul. Mashenke, when it was fully cooked, he kept it as is, there'll be an iser of bishul acha bishul. There won't be any iser of bishul acha bishul. So basically, Sif Gimel are really discussing what types of a balechai manichal negeder of a boss of a cholov. In Sif, Bey is saying what's the inclusion over here. That means the pasuk says lo shvashuk di b'chelav imoy. Gdi says the mechabes labdak. Gdi means all other animals, even in the case of a goat, v'seh, v'eis. It says when it says cholav imoy labdak to the cholav eva'im, means any cholav di b'chelav b'heva. It's including these things. However, coming to Sif Gimel is saying what it's excluding, what's it taking out over here. So he says first of all the halacha is he said 3 points. Number one, discussing case dafka when the behema is a tahira, and the cholav is also the case that's tahira. But let's say either the cholav or the behema, the case that's tamei, the meisim in a tahira, it's mutter, and therefore it's mutter, even the rabbanon, sayin bishul and sayano, aleph. Now, this halacha we're saying over here by tamei speaks out the pesach tshuva, just brings down over here, that let's say you have covered, you have liver, that you fry together with chem with butter, what's tanya, just like we have a gedder, a gdiv loy dam, maybe covered nichel gedder of a dam. Maisha Pingorim said to be Machmer, and even the Ram Shivers wants to be Makel, only Mitzarat sniffs Shaboy, and Betim covers together a boss over here. Now, the second point coming along the Machabe says, again, the exclusion of Tomei Nesavada in that case to Raisal. A second exclusion is Chayav Oiv, that the Torah said, Loishavashik Diba Chelib Imoy, and we paskin like the Mishnah says, or at least the Rekiva says, a Dafka case of Behema, not a case of Chayav Oiv. Chayav Oiv is true, it's also Lachilo, but Rabbanon. Now the bishul nanolam might still be mutter. Now they point out over here that the words of Mechab when he says over the case of chayv oif, he's discussing the case over here when the chayv oif is the basar. That means by the case of tomei, by tomei it says whether tomei is the basar or tomei is the cholov, either one's rabbanon. By chayv oif it says the chayv oif is the basar. Don't say what happens when it's the cholov. He left it out. Come on, kiveg over here and he says the ma'aseh not to mechalik. It's still the same halacha. It's still the rabbanon. Therefore, be mutter and bishul and hano, and how will be also in achil over here. Now, this halacha, the second point of the mechaber that says chayev oy, halacha is dinner upon him. Come on, shach, and bring down the yam shloim when the bach won't say no. Based upon places that kuf yikimel, that the tanakama argues on the kiv over here, and they won't say the halacha is it's a dinner iso. Once it's dinner iso, we also bishul and bano. The Maestro Shach says not that way. That means you have to realize there are two Shachs here. The Shach by us comes to argue, I'm showing the back, won't say it's a dinder iso. The Shach is called in base, won't say the bishop will not also dinder upon him. Both of me argue. So, come base, he argues not your upon him, we're not passing that way. It's not the right, not like the I'm showing the back. We all chayev oif, the Maestro wants a lot of bishop, but not, it's mutter. Third point in the Machaber, what's the problem? The two different things that the Shach says. He said, either, well, he's saying sign the Rambam, sign himself. I mean, number one, he wants to ask that the Dindu Rabbanu Basu, the Din official and Hana Dindu Rabbanu. That's the Shach says, one base, no. There's another way to be Machaber, Dindu Raisa, Tanakam Joseph Kiva, Taisa Shito. That also the Shach says, no. I'm sure someone wants to say both reasons to be Machaber. Obviously, both. The third point of Machaber, again, Machaber first discussed the Tommy, second thing discussed the Chayav Oid. Third thing he said, however, Dogum Chakovim, Rasabas and fish, the case of milk, mice and mortar, even Bachilo. Now, come along with the Chayav discuss. We'll get to it. Come along with the Machaber discusses, the Skim discuss over here. It was staying in the gate, the first came to the Machaber, that the case of Tommy, there's no Issa of Bishul, there's no Issa of Hano. However, Issa Achila is Mitzad Tumor Shabbai. Is there an Issa Achila Mitzad Basar B'Cholob? That means they point out, read the Mechaber slowly, he has three different cases. Read the Torah slowly, he only has two cases. He somehow put them together. He came along and said, a case of Tomei and the case of Chayev Oif, the mice are all going to be Asa Derabon to eat. Beisei says, why should that be so? Why make an Issa Derabon to eat as Basar B'Cholob the case of Tomei for? Why say for? And therefore, the basis of Lashtosin, the Mechaber, he brings it down. He makes three kimtas, not two kimtas. He says the first kimta of the Loch of the Maise, he only asks al Tumashwai. The second kimta, he says, the Issa Achil over here. Therefore, that we see very clearly in the basis of Yehold, there's no din over here of Issa Basa B'cholov by the case of Tomei as Tomei. Maise, the Bach disagrees, he said, the Nafkaminas. You basically saying, why ask it for the Nafkaminas? I'll tell you two Nafkaminas. One Mitzal the Sugi of Hanan, how to calculate. A second reason Mitzal the Sugi of Chadichur al Eschabid. Coming with Taz and Shach, they both disagree with the Bach, the one like the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber. They seem to be coming from two different avenues. The way that Taz says over, you're saying there's a Nafkmin l'Chanan that's not true. Chanan is Dafkmin of Heter b'Heter. Here is a case of Isser with Heter. Tom is a case, it's Isser over here. What do you want to say? The Nafkmin l'Chadichir l'Eschabed? Chadichir l'Eschabed only applies when there's Chanan. This case over here is no Chanan. Why do you not see any court to make a din b'Basar B'Cholov a case of Tumah? Therefore, he says, Avad, there's no din b'Basar B'Cholov by the case of something that's Tumah. Avad, that's not true. Kamal Kuzi Kesav then says it's not so. As Chanan, it does apply. Why? It's true it's not Heter B'Heter, Mitzad, there's a Tumah over here. Mitzad B'Basar B'Cholov, it's Heter B'Heter. And Chanan does apply. Chetichu L'Tzchavid could be also applies. It's Nichol Nesugim Chanan over here. However, what the Beis Yosef means over here, what he's saying, is not that we don't find Nafkamina. We don't find any Makar, no reason to ask it. Why ask it for? It's also anyway. It's also inside the Sugi of Tumah over here. Why should Chazal come and say, ask us B'Basar B'Cholov? Also, it's Tumah. So since we have no reason and no Makar, no time to ask it, for there, that reason there's no din of B'Basar B'Cholov, there's something over here that's Tumah. So again, it comes out, Lalocho, that Taz, Shach, and the Mechabu all three go against the Bach. And say there's no din of Basar B'Cholov by the case of something that's Tomei. Now there is a Kiva Ego that it says over here on this Taz that even Isser of Bishul Shintov, I'm not sure what he means. I see the Machon Yishlaim also has no idea what exactly Kiva Ego means. I'm not sure what he means, what's going on until Kasha. Now the last point in the Machaber, the Kamelman says, the Locha is more to eat fish and meat together. However, look at the Beis Yosef and Lavush brings down that that's been said technical Locha. Mitzad the Sugi of Sakono, just like in Kufa and Gimel, the Basar, fish and meat, the end of Sakono, here also seems to be a case of Sakono over here. Again, come along with Nice Kalim, side the Daka Moshe, side the Beis Yosef, side the Shach, side the Taz, they come along and say the Losh of the Taz is a Toy Sefer, no such thing, the only thing against Sakono is by fish and meat, not by the case of fish and milk over here. The words of the Shach is, the true Lavush brings it down, have a Losh Shemanu below Inu, and he becomes our cash against it, there's no such concept over here. Therefore, again, the Taz Shach and Daka Moshe said the Mice of Benignei Ashkenaz seem to me not to worry about it. However, Kamal Peskei Tshuva, he says it's true, they say that. However, the Chinuch Beis Yudah says he is the Reifer. And the Reifer said the Mice of Bezman Azed is a case of Sakono. Could be Bezman Agmar wasn't, but Bezman Azed doesn't get a Sakono. V'chein Kosta, the Primogonim, in the name of the Knesset Gdoilo, he wants to pass it, is he in the Sakono? V'oi, they bring down, the Bein of Achayim, the Pashim Mishpotim, he brings down the Rishon, there's in the Sakono over here. He goes up further, brings down the Sam Soifin, says, the Maestro, the Rambam is the God of the Raifim. You want to tell me the Raifim, the Rambam does not bring it down. And therefore, there's no Inim Tzad Sakon inside the Refuah Shabbai. The end of the Pesachet Tshuva, the Maestro, Kim and Dosh, the Rambam Dosh, the Oilim is not Zor about this, the Maestro can't be Mekol. That means they're coming out, they point out, if your minig is maestri mekel, even when we're telling the army course to be machmer, we have yisoid to show him soim Hashem, kim dosh b'ram dosh. However, those who have minig to be machmer, maestri, you have minig to be machmer, what be chish for, this is your bein of a chayov here, this is a prim gondol with maestri to be machmer, those are some people who are machmer in this concept. When you machmer, how much we discuss, is it milk, is it butter, is it cream cheese, is it cooked, different, the kim just had a plight. But maestri, there are those who are machmer, there certainly are those who are machmer. Maestri b'nei Ashkenaz, we usually seem to follow the Shach and Tazel over here, especially with the Pesach Tshuva, Kivin Dosh Pirav, and Dosh, Shoyim Hashem.
By the grasshoppers, everyone agrees to
know
Sakana.
I hear. Now, come on, Pesach Tshuva, Sifkan Vav, it brings out what's the loch of the gay to boss of a fellow, where the boss is a kosher animal. However, it's in the veil of. We're going to buy treifa. But the Gemara's case when it's chalav with the case of chalav. What's the loch of? The Pasha's, the Gemara is very clear. The six of them, the answer with the right. So how do we apply it? So Maisi, you have to answer, sign the gate to Sugir Achila, sign the gate to Sugir Bishol, sign the gate to Sugir Vanos. The gate to Sugir Achila, by something that's in the veil of treifa, the loch is already also Achila. So Vadim and Torah, there's no Isser of Bas Mechalav, called Eidus and Chalapan Isser. The gate to the Sugir Bishol, we'll get to. Negate the sugya of Bishul. We'll get to. Negate the sugya of Bishul over here. The loch is there is no Bishul Minatoya on the Vela. It will come out. The Minatoya about this is the Bishul over here. But have the sugya of Bosu Machalov, get Malkis for it. Also, Kivegas says the same thing over here on Sevov and Machaber. About this is the Bishul. However, negate the sugya of Aino, come along the Dekmavovo, it brings down the Raman Pish, Mishat, Mishnais, there's a kud in the floor over here, that wants a taino, that the holiest state of Anok goes hand in hand with Achilo, because the Iker Anok is Achilo Shabbai, and therefore, just like by Achilo, it is Achal upon Isser, who did negate the Sugi of Anok? Now, there is a question which takes us to disagree, and therefore, the Dekmavovo wants taino, but Mokum Hefsid, Loi Hefsid. Atzel Hashem, the Peskachuv is Mamshach, brings down the Prim Godim, the Chassam Sofer, and the Kanfer Yoino, and they come along the Taino, the Rosh Hashem Sofer, Eim Asichim Olav, don't scream and yell at him, but the Maisel, one says it's also, they want Taino, so I call Sof, Achil has nothing to do with Anor, two different Sukkim over here, and Shu negates Achil, Eim Nisach Halpan Isser, negates the Anor, there was never an Isser, and therefore, Mitzah Bosm Chol, you have an Isser Anor. Now, the meaning we mentioned is to buy animal food, the Maisel, especially dog food, they say it mamshas bots of chalav inside. They say it is royal chilas adam over here. You have a baya, a starker baya over here. The mice go by without hashkoch upon it.
Only with
animals,
the same thing, right?
The animals, they cook together, they have also good sleep, bishl cham b'cham. By animal food, they mamash cook it together. They say on the calcium inside, on the bag, and it means it has milk inside, and it has meat. They say, real meat to calcium. What?
Or eggshells.
Or eggshells. Okay, could be. But that's what they say what it means. Now, the last book of Shuvah, being down from the Chamud Yaniel, what's a locha when you have a pot that's not ben yoimoy? The locha is, can you cook with milk inside? So it comes along and says, first of all, number one, when it's ben yoimoy, we already mentioned it, dinder isa, that was in Sif Aleph. When it's not ben yoimoy, it's only dinder abonim. Only dinder abonim. Therefore, once you did it ready, the food is mutter and bishul and anah. Can you go do that lechad chila? You send it to Amon Sevav, the first room over there. Over there it says you should not stoke the fire underneath the pot of a goy. It might have been cooking now, bosser had it inside of it, chalav, agam, it's usually stamped the end of the yomai. So you see that loch is that if it's not ben yomai, lechad chila, not to go do that. Even mitzal the sugya bishul anah. Even mitzal the sugya bishul anah, the mice said not to go do lechad chila. Now you could argue that it's not the chum of the boy, because it is ben yomai, what I'm saying. But you see the same, the chumah of the law is, even though it's damn clean, not to go do that.
What's the wonders of that?
Zero, in the beginning,
or
to ben yomari. It's a chokah, but make it like this, it's a chumah ba'alma, masyid, and my sister is coming from. My sister comes out, it's to come, come out every smich, every test, they always ask these type of questions, the four different cases, and different ways of asking it. You always have to know, what's the locha negate to an animal that's tummy, a case in the vela, a third case of oif, a third case of kavish, and all four of them you have to answer, number one by chila, number two by bishul, number three by no. So, the same thing. Now, what comes out, just to make a sukkum, what comes out, negeh when it's a behemoth that's tomei with the case of chalov, negeh to the chila shabai, it's also mitzad, the reisa of wari, mitzad tomei shabai. When the tzad bosa b'chalov is it, didn't do a bun over here, the baksa t'imach, maybe not such a mekul, no, didn't bosa b'chalov. The gate, the bishul, the gate, and all that mechab is black white. Lamai said smoter. The case of nevela, what's the loch over there? So the gate to the isra of achilo mitzan nevela avat din deraisa. mitzab basa b'cholov. The ma'aser there's no din deraisa. Ain't is a chal upon the iser. However, it's a din derabanan l'chobi. The chol upon machlokes. The bach will say it's a din derabanan. And the other nice to camel for not all that way. Negate a bishul be a din deraisa. Negate the no. That was a pesach tshuva. The chacham sofer that wants to say a mesichim kam for yonah pimgam to the ma'aser b'machmer. Then we just said make a hipset based upon the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis. Negate the third case of Oif, what's the loch in that case? Negate the Achila of Adis Osir. First of all, it's Osir, didn't have one derisi, I'm showing the Bach, which Shana Tzekalim. Negate the Bishul, the Bach, the Mice, the Machba, the Choshes, the Din derisi over here. Mash Enkin Shana, Noy Tzekalim, say to Dinner Abon, therefore Bishul be Motor. And it'll all be the same exact thing. I mean, the loch of Adis, no problem. So again, according to Bach, I'm showing me, but Bayam said Bishul and Anok. Negate the case of Kovish and Malicho, again, negate the Achila is very clear, it's Osir. Negate the Bishul, the halacha is everyone speaks as a din deraisa over here. Negate the case of Ano, the Mnaisa Kilim, but it could say it's Mutter, not the Yam Shlom said to be Machmer. Very simple, very easy. Next Indian, Sif Dalad and the one Sif Gimel and Sugya of Marasayin. There are three cases over here brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, negate to Marasayin. We have one case of Cholish Kedim. We have this almond that gives off milk over here. They want to have it together with basar behema. The loch is to cook it together. But the concept is you have to have shkedim next to it. Eitzel. It's on the sugya maris ayin. Now, let's say you're having it with, says Ramo, with oif. That means two drabonon. That means you have to realize a van shkedim itself is only drabonon. You have a shkedim with other drabonon, but they're called two drabonon. Then the mice says Ramo, you can't be mekel. That's one mamma of the Ramo. A second mamak of the Sugya Maris Ayin, the Machaber in Sivdalit, is kosher the case of Cholvisha. Cholvisha, the Maisa Parival. Over here you have a Bayah, Kimavashla, Mitzah, the Sugya Maris Ayin. So the Maisa to be Machmer, unless it's felt inside something already, and the case over here is bottle, as the Paiskim say, it's not Nikur, then we won't need a Shia, the Maisa is Mutter. Then Kivegit said, Dula Chatchila, you buy a Mavatla Satchila, and get a Knas for it. The third idea over here, Maramokum for Maris Ayin, the Shulchan Aruch, the case is something that's coming. Come along that says to Mevash something that's Tomei of a behemoth and Maisa that's Osir. He says, Dafkin was behemoth that's Tomei, the Shitosai, have an oif that's Tomei, two drabons over here. Number one, Mitzah the Sugya of Tumor, number two, Mitzah the Sugya of Oif. Then the Maisa said, two drabons, the person can't be Mekel. Fine, so again, those are three cases over here. Now to go through the Inyanim. Number one, Mitzah the Sugya of Istrabon. Kim Long and then again, Ramon writes twice, a lock is the person can't be Mekel. Where's the Makar, where the Machali is coming from? Kamal Mataz and the bringing down the Yam Shloimo is calling from the Sugya and Simon Samavov to negate the idea of dam. Over there, by the loch is you have dam from a fish. The loch is you want to drink it as water. However, people think it's dam from a behemoth. So what to go do? They're very clear. You put kaskasim, put scales inside this cup over here, and then you can drink. Everyone sees it's fish from the dam over here. Building upon this, it says Yam Shloimo, this is my mokum where you want to have chol shkeinim. Yet, but also the almonds over here next to it. Come on with that. Kamosh says, no, what are you talking about? Bishlam, in the case of Dam, is a chash derais over here. Negate the case over here of Oif, only case of Abono. Why be mach my case of Oif? By Behemoth, I'll be masking, but not by case of Oif. Therefore, the Yam Shlomo says, be mach man sai Oif and sai Behemoth. That was the mice over there that had a case of Oif. The Ramah said, only to be mach man a case of derais is not case of Abono. Mice of the Taz and Zof, it says, true, the Mosh should be right. However, and that is a minig, however, the Maisa still is the correct thing is to be Machmer. However, if you know the Shkedim, the Maisa not to Aser. Not to Aser. And he wants to be Dike the way you Pshat in the Ramo. That's first the Taz. Kamal Lashach, also discussing the case of Istrabon. You bring down the same Ram, Yam Shlomo, and the Ramo over here. However, he goes on further and says, you want to say there's no Din of Maris Ayin by case of Rabbonon? The Shas is full of case of Maris Ayin by case of Rabbonon. And therefore, said the Vadar, there's an Indian Maris Ayin, even my case of Oif, and therefore you have to be Machmer, Paskin, not like the Ramo. That means it comes out, but Esm, you have to realize there are three different cheaters in the get to Isra Abonim. We have those who are Machmer Bidinoi, the Shach, the Yam Shloimo, those who are Mekel Toli, that's the case of Ramo, and then we have the Taz in between that says, Esm, you're right, however, we Choshim to be Machmer over here. Now, the Shach, therefore, say Og is the case over here by Chol Shkedim. And say, Ogden, I'm the case by Chol of Isha. Now, coming to Kivega and the Taz, and they have a little bit of a hard time understanding exactly what the Taz is saying over here. Taz says, you have no almonds, the mice, the person can be Mekel. And it means a right from the Amal. They point out, if you read the Raya slowly, it's being a right in the case of Chol of Isha. Chol of Isha with the case of Behemoth, that's the case of Deraiso. And therefore, even with the Yevon, the Maaser, we should ask her. And his deed for Maaser comes to be Mekel over here. So he only has 2 points of Kiva Eger against this Taz over here. Number one, it sounds like over here that a boss of Behemel and Maaser person can't be Mekel with the Yevon. Question is why? And the Mamokim is coming from his case of the Reis, and before the Ramah is only discussing a case of the Rabbanon. Therefore, come on the Pesach Chuba and said, Echanami, but a boss of Behemel sounds like the Taz person can't be Mekel. That means Kiva Eger is as a cash job. Because the truth is, he can understand the way that by a boss of behemoth, if you had no shkedim, my person can be Michael. Piskachu does end off and said, true, we're going to be machmer by case to abundance by Maris Ayin. However, he wants to answer the, either the Shach's Kasha, or someone say the Cholopox, the Loch that way, Ayin Achlas 3. He wants to tell the Shach and the Kasha, I numerous to abundance, numerous sugis and the Shach say to be machmer to abundance by Maris Ayin. He wants to tell that most saying to be Michael only by Chedu Chador. However, but Shiduk Dillon, that's what he's saying to be machmer. That means in your own house, by the ones you can be Michael. Therefore, to make it practical, usually when you have a case to a bonon in your house, everyone agrees. Either it's Pshat and the Ramo, or the Maaser are going to pass that way to apply the Shach practically. They will come along, the Loch of Maris Ayin by the bonons, and we're going to be Machmer, whether the Shach or the Taz is Lochel Machmer, that's only by when it's prepared Hesio, not by Chedur Chador. The second note in the gate to Maris Ayin, the sugya of something that's Tomei. Now came along the man. He says something that's Tommy is a kavuchim to ask him to have the sugya maris ayin. Come along Taz and Shach, they're not too happy with it. Taz says first of all, they said there's no kavuchim over here, and therefore the maaser he wants to argue over here and say a piece for Shabbai. Why ask it? Now he says in biyodi lahakol. Again, the second time I want to say no courage to argue. Again, Iki wants to be mekel over here. He does say this halach over here maris ayin applies even in the case of eif over here. Now the bush wants to say it's a case over here that's nicker, and he does bring down to be mekel. By the case of your four, there's no sugya maris ayin. Taz the shach, being not the sugya of four, there's no issa maris ayin. Come on, the shach. He wants to tell you also that this whole in you want to be mach by case of tomei. He wants to tell you first of all by a sugya of bishul over here. There's no issa of bishul. By bishul, there's no sugya maris ayin. Why said either Taz if you're doing bishul for another reason? Taz before said other reason, no issa of bishul. But I do want to know that something by negate to Bishul once Tommy it's nicker and the whole is and the Mash Enkin other cases are not nicker. That Maisi says it's secondary, he says Lavdafro, the notice of Mars Ayn by case of Bishul. Now he goes on further and he wants to know this Indian want to be Machma, the case of Tommy, so there can't be look at the Rajba, no Issa Kilim, no one seems to ask him by Tommy instead of Sukha Mars Ayn. If by Tommy he says there's no Isser. Maisi come on the Kiva again says on the Shach that you're saying we don't find anyone says it. Maaser the Issa Kasha the Rashba before Shem Shuvo, and the Rashba Maaser says, I when I said to matter it mitzad the sugar of Bishul or mitzad the sugar Maaser mitzad the Indian of the Issa over here mitzad yeah Bishul that only meant mitzad the technical aspect not mitzad the sugar Maaser Ayin. So comes out Lalocha, what's the Locha negated to Tumo? Also the three different sheets over here, but comes up backwards. The Amos says Asa Medinoi, not like the case we said before by Rabban to make him Medinoi. The Amos says Asa, that's the Rashba says. Shach Maaser is Mekel. The Taz again goes in between, but Etzem it will be Mekel, but I'm afraid to be Mekel, therefore I'll be Machmer.
Let me say that there's no Maaser Ayin Bishul because of the Tula. Shach
says
there's no
Issa that? He says before other things, yes.
And Taz says that there's no Maaser.
There should be no Isser. And we end up with Im Yod Ohokal against Ramo.
He doesn't say that.
He's passing the chumrah. Like he's saying we're choshish for Ramah. That means three different levels. That means it's midinoi, mutter, and choshish. Now, Kiveg does is a kasha. Why in case that when one tomei, let's say both tomei, side the boss, side the cholub, why is it also sugya masayin? He has a sorachian. Now, also the gate to the sugya of marasayin. Kiveg says we want to make mitzvah the sugya of four. There's no is the marasayin. Why mitzvah hano isn't the is the mitzvah the sugya marasayin? Well, that's Akan Sugya Marasayin. Sifei is a new Sugya of having Fleshika eggs. My mocking for it is Gemara Beyad of Zayin, a machlokes of the Tanakhama verse of Yaakov. What the loch is, can you, these eggs that are left inside the animal's stomach, can you shkit to it and take them out? Are they Fleshiks or they're parable? So, first, what comes out, the Chabad says two alochas over here. Number one, he says, when you do shkita, you take it out. And the egg already has the chalmoin and the chalboin, the white and the yellow, except it's still mu'urz begidim. He goes like the Rashba, the pasuk like a ben Yaakov, like a Yaakov. Loch is the ma'aser it's mutter, still a case of parvah. However, he says once you, they're still parvah. However, he does say the person who eats them by itself, even though it only has the chalmoin over here, He says they can eat afterwards kvinin in the whole din of 6 hours. The whole din of 6 hours, they only pay tests, and they get these eggs and won't have the loch of 6 hours. That's first the mechaber shito. Come along with Taz, and he has a kash, and he wants to argue this to mechaber. He says he does not understand the locha and the geta even in a chai is you hit the tanagel, it's alive, and the egg comes out over here, it's worse but kidnim has to get a bosom in a chai. So what's the difference when he hit it and it comes out bosom in a chai, and here nichol is sugar even in a chai, and here the mice want to make nichol and get a parav over here? It's worse but kidnim, mice, we should answer it. The Yiv was at Taz, yes, we do not pass like this. Mechab wants to say it's worse but kidnim, mice, it's parav. No, worse but kidnim, mice, it's fleishiks. Fleishiks, why? Looks like the sugar of even in a chai. That's Allah. Maisi says, however, the minig nosh must be more machmer, and even when there's a klipa kosher on top of it, the Maisi says to give the geta being in place next over here. But the Yev, it says, anytime there's any klipa on top of it, even the white klipa upon it, Maisi can be makel. That means, again, Taz says three things. Number one, if it's worth begidim, not the mechab, it's fleishix. The minig is you need a klipa kosher, and even a klipa daka, it can be makel, but the Yev. Come on, Lashach, and he asks the same question, which had a suga of when he hit it, egg comes out, nechla suga eif menachai. He comes along and gives two words over there that the Taz does not like. He gives one teretz that is alocha a chil between the abonah and the reisa, which the Taz doesn't like. He gives another teretz that over here, that over the chil between the case of bosser, even the chayv is the case of a tam of bosser. And he gives another teretz over here that each one is mutu b'fnei atzmoi, masha enki in the sugi over there that's even the chayv. Finally, if that's first how he answered it. Therefore, in the next sifkot in Yod, come on the shach, and he comes out lochel meisla. He goes to the sugyas, machlok kishon over here. We pass Tanakam or Rabbi Yaakov had a pasuk, and he also comes out the four daggers over here. Number one, he says a minig where there is a minig, you machmer all eggs. Any egg you find inside the meisla is fleishiks. If you have no minig, that's something else. But if you have a minig, all eggs are fleishiks. A second thing is if you have no minig, what's a lochel chachilo? Once you have a klipa kosher, then it's parable. Number three, he says, but the evidence, let's say you're going to get cooked with milk, what's a lochel? If it already is a complete thing over here, the loch is the maistev is complete with the chalboin and the chalmoin, and if a klipa dako, then the loch is it can be makel. However, if it's not klipa dako, most beginning you have to answer it. The fourth thing, in the case of hefsi rubo, then even you only have only the chalmoin, not the chalboin, be more makel than the mechaber, then Rashi, the luck of Yaakov can be makel. That means the shach has a more kal than the mechaber, more chum than the mechaber. More chum is b'di'evid. More kalp in case of hefsi rubo. And I said over here, when it says also Bashi means off
the Taz is like in between.
The Taz is more machmer. It's more machmer than mechaber.
So you have the Taz is the most machmer than mechaber, then the
shach is darkest.
I'm shocked.
Sorry? Now, when the coming of mechaber says, afterwards, you won't have to wait 6 hours. He says, whether it's any case, chalmel, chalboin, veshkol, and it's over, it will not make a difference. Never have to wait afterwards. You can always eat right away milk eggs or cheese. And the question is, if so, we have a minig over here that all eggs, the mice have fleishiks. So why would we buy eggs in the store? Why aren't they fleishiks? All eggs should be fleishiks. And how do you eat parvo? Says the Pesach, you bring down the yavis. We say all eggs that make you machmas fleishiks only when the shchiti found inside the tarnagol. Anything that came out and lived normally, that's parable. Like you have to speak it out, but every egg, the mice, the minute you mach, is whatever you find inside the chicken. Anything that's laid, a complete egg, the mice, that's the case, that's parable over here.
Well, that's the most case, though.
Most case we found inside, yes. But Simpov, coming from Mechaber, and first he has two groups over here. He has a locha of the Iboy, the Shalm, the Ifshto, a case of Mu'ushin, Mavosh, Mechamit, Tverio. And then a locha, he says, Ain Loikilov, Mu'uch among the Achoinim, how to apply it. And then we have the second group, the case of the Babli. He has four cases over there. The locha is certainly not the Raisa. He has case of Mecholov, Cholov Meso, Cholov Zohar, and Dan Becholov. Those four cases are certainly not the Raisa. Therefore, the words of Mechaber are Potter ve'ein loikin lov. Now it says Potter ve'ein loikin lov, Medayik v'shach, what's a locha? Ein loikin lov, there is an Is over here. All cases of Lameisa are Osir. Now it says Cholov Meso, what is Cholov Meso? Shachim down on whether it's a case of Shchito, whether the case of Meso, all Nechol Asugim Chal. The Meisah still doesn't Is over here, Drabonon. That's the words are Ein Loikin Lov, and says Mishum Bosom Cholov. Why Mishum Bosom Cholov? Medayik the Shach from the Loshon of the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds the Dam Shavishla isn't Is the Raisa, it's not Malkus on the Dam. We the Meisah don't pass it that way. We pass the Dam Shavishla Drabonon, but in the Rambam's world, Dam Shavishla didn't Raisa, and therefore there Ein Loikin Lov, Mishum Bosom Cholov over here. Now, the law over here is, by all these cases, we're saying, so all these cases, is it Ister Bishul, even though these things are Drabonon. Why is that so? The lach we already start off at the beginning of the simon. The 18th drop on is mutter bishul and bano. Come on, the mechaber has come and said, "This is a bishul. Why is it an ister bishul for?" To come on, kivegi, bring down to first lamaisha. He wants to answer pshat in the mechaber that the only time we're saying things that are drabonon is, for example, when the min the chayav oif is not a case of a cholov over here, but the min be'esem, the min behema be'esem is something that is shayach. Except this akimta is mei cholov. This akimta is cholov meisa. That case we still have ister bonon of bishul on these situations over here. That means the question when someone asks you, what's the lacha, negeya to basar, b'cholav, when is the only din to rabbanon, kud the shach and tas? It depends. By case of mechal, the bishul and maisa still be asar, when rabbanon over here. Maisa b'kinegiz mamshech, where do you find this? And what's the reason for it? Why asar, especially in case of dam or asar? Also anyway, he doesn't have an answer over here. Why is that so? Got an answer with regard for this indeed. Well, maisa, the get over here, we seem to ask these things are, the min itself is negeya to, the min is shach to have a case of real cholav over here. Come on, Kivegur, and says, once we are like the Shach of it discussing whether it's the Chol of it, Chol of Mesa, whether it's Shkuto, or a case of not Shkuto, a case of Mesa, he discusses two Akimdas building upon that. Let's say the milk from Ben Pekua. Ben Pekua is a case where you have an animal that's pregnant, you Shkita to it, and alive, animal comes out. The look is that animal does not need to do Shkita to it. Now the question over here is, there is milk that comes out from this Ben Pekua. Is this milk a case that's drabbanon? Why is chal shchuta, chal meisa? Or is meisa milk? Is regular milk? Is kosher? What is milk from ben pekua? Do you say this shchita happened over here, and therefore this is did drabbanon over here?
Certainly,
it's not a sign. Well, I wonder if it can drink the milk. Stam is like, what is it? Is it kosher milk? What's the milk over here? Is it regular milk? Or did drabbanon again? Is it regular milk deraisa or drabbanon over here? What's this case over here? So, Kamala said, you can't tell me the reason why Chalam Meso, as far as why to be only the Rabban, is not worthiest aim. This is worthiest aim. But he said, another way, he goes back and forth from Gemara, and Duk Sarachin, also Peskachu, being down to Kiveg yourself up here, and being down to the Yudin, says, the Meso, this milk over here from Ben Bekur, didn't derive some. By the case of a second case of Kiveg Mamshuk, what about a Chalam Trefo? The side over here is, when a Trefo is born as a Trefo, it cannot give birth. It's not worthiest aim. So what's a loch in that case? So bring down the Issevet HaOrach and says, let's say it was born as a regular animal, it came a trefa afterwards, if it was pregnant, it can give birth. So it's really the same. In that case, about the milk is regular milk. But let's say it's born to be a trefa in the beginning, then afterwards it came out. And now you want to know the milk came out, what's a loch that it came to? Then the Maisi brings down Pimgon, and all the Maisi ends up Sarachin. What's the chalav of a trefa that was born a trefa? Come on, Ramah. And he said, this halacha of the Mechaber, he says, by Cholav Zocha is not considered a case of Cholav, and therefore falls inside a Kedera Lemaisa Wunakna Aser. The Shach gets involved, there seems to be a Bayah, is the Mechaber that we're discussing the same case, different cases over here, different Mahalach among the Rishonim, what's going on. Lemaisa, when he comes out, he says, by Cholav Zocha from a Behemo, it's in the Rabbanon, when person Lemaisa, it won't be any Isra over there, even the Rabbanon. The Ramah is Mamshech, by the case of Cholav Mesa, May Cholav, if the halacha is even a bishul, is also even the case of lechatchila. Now the shach says meichalav. He says lav dafka the meichalav itself. Even things that come out meichalav is also a din rabbanon over here. Come along the Ramah, and he has four chumras over here, which he ends off on all four. But he ever ain't lachas for meichal lehevsid. So we go through each chumra. The first chumra he says, can you go over to a guy that's cooking food inside and he has inside his pot basar? Can you go stoke the fire? He says, cooking to stoke the fire underneath a guy's pot, you cannot do that because maybe there's an act of bishul basar b'chalav. You might have basar inside, might be the pot that's bleeding some chalav inside. Do an act of bishul b'chalav, therefore you cannot do that. You cannot stoke the fire. Building upon that, come along with Shach and says, not only cannot stoke the fire, cannot let a guy cook in your house. Why? Because you might stoke the fire. So the Shach, a third thing. Now that you cannot even let the guy cook parv inside your house, not even basar parv in your house, because you might cook basar, which you might stoke. And if they're on that, this Indian of not letting a guy do it in your house, cook with basar or parva, he ends up with only chumra almud, and the oilam not knows it about this. Now, Pashas, what the Shach is ending off with, is going back on his chumras, on the Ramah's chumras, is only nichol geder v'mekel lo yevsid. What?
The second thing, Shach, that you're not going to let the parva because.
because you might do lead to active pishul, which buster inside, which be might stoke, might be a pishul bus olive. Yeah, it might lead to a stoke to active pishul bus olive. Now on this halacha, come on kiveger, there's a very shirship kiveger over there. You get the sugya dov shem miskaven. Because of the Maisa, when you come to stoke the fire, why are you stoking it for? You're not coming to cook his food. It used to mean in those days you want to heat up the house. So you stoke the fire, make more heat and heat up the house. So what's the problem? You stoke the fire, the food gets cooked. In the miskaven. In the miskaven, called to cool the Maisa, it's water. So he says, Al Maisa, tell me it's a case of a psik ratio. He says, why is it psik ratio for? The Maisa might have buster inside, it might have buster called, it might not have buster inside. And therefore he calls it a case of a. Why is that psik ratio for? The Maisi says the reason to answer it, something called sub-psik ratio l'sh'ovar. That means the case, usually by Dov Shem Eskam, that's a psik ratio, is negate l'abot, the future. That means when you take the bench, one time you make a chritz, one time you won't make a chritz. Every time you might make a chritz upon the ground, that's called a case of in Meskavid. You're not sure what will happen. You're not sure what the Metzias is, if there's Boston right now in the pot. That's called a sub-psik ratio. Sub-psik ratio, that might get a psik ratio, that's why he's coming first to answer. That's Aleph. So he starts off, it's Ein Miskav, he said, no, definitely get a psik ratio. Why? We're not sure in the Metzias. It's called sub-psik ratio. Aleph. The second thing he says, maybe that's Yemekel, Mitzav is Machlekes, Aruch, Vestaisvis, a psik ratio to Lenichalei. This case, the Yid has no interest, Lenichalei, Lechbislei, the great food gets cooked at all. Therefore, let's Yemekel, based upon the Aruch sheet over here. He says, however, beginning on the Magavram, Chayes the Rosh, they hold only to be makel the Aruch only by the case of Shabbos, lach machsheves, not by Shari Serum. If you want to have a hetim, it's how the sugya of the Aruch. How it goes on further, back to we said back to sub-psik ratio, over there he mentions that the Taz, Simon Shin HaZayin, on Sef Gimel, he wants a medayik pshat in the Ramah. The locha is, when you're not sure what the mitzis is, the case of Ramah is, you're not sure if the flies in the box, the small box, can you close the box or not? Come on, Ramah, he wants a medayik, the locha is this motor, only a big box. In the small box, the Maisa should be motor. Now, why is it motor? Because you're not sure what the Metzias is. The task says, subsequation, the Maisa should be motor. It's a head to come over here. The Kiveger says, why am I coming to defend the reason to be Mekel against Ramah? Why come to Malam and Schosa Oyvei Durochem? They seem to not really worry about this. They seem to stoke the fire, even though there might be the Goyish food inside the pot over here, might lead to the Isser or Basar B'cholop. Now, again, why exactly is it defend the Oyvei Durochem? I'm not sure. The Ramah himself comes to defend it. So the Mekel lehifs it. He does end off with another point over here, and again, to stamp clear in the Yomai, what the reason is, being that Machlokes Rashba versus Torah, the Rashba holds in this case it's Savag Gwedim and Vashal, Savag Gidabish of Mayim, therefore, this case will also be a Svek Svekar, Mashenkin according to the Torah, when the Klom is Svek Svekar, and Simon Kukha Bayim, the gate stamp clear in the Yomai, the gate to Bishal will not apply. That's the first Chumar Ramah. Again, the Ramah is you cannot stoke the underneath the pot of a guy. The second Chumar Ramah is discussing when you have two pots over here. One washing dishes that's milchix, one washing dishes that are fleishix. Both of them boiling hot. They come along and you want to mix them together. The loch is you cannot mix them and give them to your animal as asurbano. Come along with Shach, and he says over here, what is the kimto we're saying cannot mix them and give them to the animal as asurbano? Why? They must be the hot. Because they're cold, mutsubaya. There's no isurbano when they're cold over here. Now, we've already mentioned the kveger, brings down the Michis Yaakov. Say over here in certain prints, and say earlier, it's not that simple. In Chesakh said the case over here is a case that's cold, and still the Chachila not to go do it, mitzah the sugi of giving him mitzah the no shaboy. That means you do kvishim lich la Chachila, mitzah the no, it's machloikis. Kivege said la Chachila, you should not do it, calling him in Chesakh. The more the Maiso, and the Nish Kem seems to understand, that's him, you could do it. Now, come on Kivege and says, the loch over here was saying it's osir bahano to mix them together. How can you mix them together? According to Shach the hat. Should be, you now mix them together, mitzah the sugi of Bishal. That's what Minchas Yaakov is bothering him. How can this Shach say the hand over here and therefore give it to animal at Sanoa? What happened to the Sugya Bishul? It's come on, Kveg said, Ulai, maybe two pots together is a case of Shishim. This one has 30, this one has 30. Mix them together, you have a Sugya of Shishim. Negate Achila Nanoa, that's Osir. Mavat Lasan Chila, go give it to the animal, that's Osir. Tad Bishul, maybe there's no Issa Bishul, Mavat Lasan Chila by case of Bishul. But Tzorachian. Maybe, Ulai. Third Chumar Ramah is a case of your person. Makes shampoo inside the kli. The way how they would do it, they would take the ashes from the oven. The ashes in the oven would happen one time you put it inside your pot to make fleishiks, it'll overspill and the fleishik went inside your wood. Next time you make milk inside the oven and the milk will overspill and go inside your wood. Now the wood is the ashes that you want over here, and now you have ashes that have milk and fleishiks inside. So you come along, you have these ashes and milk and fleishiks, now you put it inside a pot, you put other ingredients inside, you make shampoo over here. The loch is, can you use the kli? Come along, the mom has a chum and the kli itself not to use. Why can the kli itself as kli as possible chalav? That's chum over here. So come along, the shachan says, wait a second, we're asking the kli, how in the world can you use the shampoo itself? The shampoo has bli es basa b'cholov. So he sends you to the loch and simitzah. The gimel, the loch is when you have a pot that bli es basa b'cholov, you're not using the pot or the plate when it's cold. Well, you're not using the bli es shabai, you're only using the pot. You're not in the magufi iser. In the gate of the shampoo, no one wants the basa, no one wants the cholov. The only thing you want is the ashes of the wood. The thing of the shampoo that you're using over here is what is the wood? The ashes. That lemaisi, not having enough per se from the shampoo or the basam chalva, only from the wood, then the mice is more over here. The fourth chumunamo is a case where the pots that will leave inside the base chayrif, where they heat up the house, that let's say they have a pot of water, they put inside the oven over here, and they steam up the house to heat up the house. That's the pot. This pot that has water inside, they would one day put next to it fleishiks and make their fleishik food, next day they make milchiks. A fleshik will spray out, milk will spray out, and now this pot that had water inside, that bli es basa b'cholov. Since that bli es basa b'cholov, come along the Ma'amar and said, we have a chum over here, and the Ma'amar said not to go use this kli over here, that bli es basa b'cholov. Now the Shach speaks out, it's not in a case where this kli over here cannot kasher itself out. But let's say the kli over here, the kli of Matachas, can kasher itself. Avad the kli, the Ma'amar you can use. The Ma'amar, again, all four of these chumas, we spoke on the Chabur, why the Be'etzim, the chum ba'almas. And therefore, the Ma'amar ends off and all four of them, Be'evet, Ein Lachosh, and make a Lohefsid. Siv Zayin, there are two groups in the Mechaber. One to discuss the case of a Shlil, of the fetus itself. The Lach is, we have Bechol of the Maisei Chayim. Ma'ashayim, the second group, he mentions six cases over here. The Lach is, they are going to be potter to Mavashal and to eat. He mentions a case of Or, a case of skin, a case of Gidim, Atzamais, the horns, the hoofs over here. All these cases over here, the Maisi said in the Shilia, the placenta, come along, it says, these six cases over here, the Maisi are not Osir Minatayro. Now the Shach says, true, they're not Osir Minatayro, however, there's still the Isir upon them, Dirabon. Now, come along, the Piskachu mentioned the Maisi, the person found inside his food an Etzem Chol, that means he had a hollow bone over here. The question was, a bone of Maisi was saying there's no Isir over here. The question over here, was there Mayach, was there marrow inside, with some juice inside, you have a bay over here? Come on, Chas Yaakov says we have to choish yisog the rice. Look from over here. Come on, Beis Lechem Yehuda says no. Ma'aseh Tzuki Isal Loi Machsinim. Ma'aseh Person Can Be Michael. Come on, Prima Gondim. It says he doesn't understand. The Ma'aseh over here, the Loch is still the Atzamis. The Ma'aseh Hard Oster Abonim. The Shach says the Ma'aseh is still Isal over here. So who were discussing over here this reason that reason? Ma'aseh is still an Isal Drabon over here. That's one thing Biskut Shuvah says. The second thing he discusses Or. The Or is the Loch is the Mor says Or the Ma'aseh is not going to be Oser. Not Me'atayu. So, however, Or B'chol, Ma'aseh didn't do Rabbanon over here. He's stopping the Pima Godim, the certain Or that they get it of Bosa Mamish, or same Kibbutz Reim, the Or of Shlul over here, or underneath the Aliyah with the tail over here. Maybe those cases are cases of Deraisel. That means the Or B'chol is always Rabbanon, but in certain cases it might be a case of Deraisel. Tzirches is a case in the Suvi Dechalbo, which is called Way in English. The Machalik's Rishonim Taisha versus the Rosh is that Nichol Geda Mechol, this was Rabbanon. No, it's Cholom Mamish, and therefore the Cholom of the Reisel. The Mechaba only being done one sheet of Losh and Yishoyim, therefore it's been tzaded, the Suv of the Chalv itself is a case of the Reisel, and Meichol is only something that comes out from that. That'll be a case that's the Durabon. Siftas Yud and Yud Aleph is really the process of making cheese. The way you make cheese is you take milk, you put a callus in it inside, therefore causes to break off the positive and negative charges over here. And therefore, they start curling together, come to one piece over here. And that's how you make cheese, and you left behind, after the cheese, you have the Suv V'Chalbo. Those are two things. Now, what is rennet? How do you get this catalyst over here? So there seem to be two different ways of having the catalyst. Either the Or Behemo, the stomach of the animal, or the milk that's inside the Or, that gets affected by the Or Behemo. Two different ways. Now, in the milk that gets affected by the Or Behemo, why in the world would an animal have milk inside the stomach? So two ways of having milk inside the stomach. Either this calf, before they did shechita to it, will nurse from its mother, and therefore that milk inside the stomach, or wait a little bit, a half hour, do shechita, that milk inside the stomach, and therefore the koyach of the stomach itself, the keva. A second way is, do shechita to an animal, You open up the stomach and look inside and let it sit over there. That's the other way how draw out the koiches from the stomach into the milk. You have this rennet. So again, so we have the either or behemo as a catalyst, or the cholov in two different ways of having this cholov. Fine. First, siftes. First, defines milk inside the keva. A calf nursed by its mother and milk inside. The question is, what is this milk? Is it milk parva or milk milchix? Can you cook it with basar? So in fact, the Gemara and Daf Kufta Zayin on base discussed this. The shell is, what is Gemara's girsa? What's the maskana? What's the avona? How do you understand it? Maiso comes out, the Rambam and the Rif had the girsa of Fenenu, that all milk from maiso nechle get a perish, and therefore the loch is the maiso parva. Therefore, Mechav Bingzam Stab Yishrim Loch Gistam, he paskins, and the way that Shach explained, since it's kiparish for Tanoifis, like Toya, it's garbage over here, it doesn't count as anything. This milk is nothing to get a parvo, and therefore, this milk you can cook with butter. No problem. Besides the Sugi Maris Ayin, but Maisa the case of the parvo. Asad Hashemi, Beitam, the Sugi has caches among the Moros over here. Therefore, once Mechav, they do different types of milk you find inside the stomach. There's a milk that's Korish, the milk that's Sol. When it's a liquid form, this Nichol, and you get a milk mamish. And therefore it's chalavi. Mashenkin, which is a korish form, that's parvo, and in that case you can't cook with meat inside. And that's how the Gemara ends off v'chein noigim, a second shita. A third shita, Rashi the Sugya says he's not gurish in the ending Gemara of the case of Parish, and therefore he wants taina, he wants himself made a mistake, he wants pasal kula, and therefore all milk that's found inside the stomach of an animal, whether it's sol or korish, look, it's chalavi. That's how the Maestri on Shloima and the Taz, you bring it down that way, that's you bring down the Taz, between Iker, the Rashi, you pass that way, the Maestri is Osir. That means they come along first before we get the Shaft. There seem to be three Mahalk among the Rishonim, three Mahalk among the Paiskim. That means we have the Mechaber is going past just like the Mechaber, the Amor, the Maestri Tzol is Mutter. We have the Amor that says Korish is Mutter. And we have the Taz over here that says everything in Maestri cases that's Chalavi. The Shach comes along, he brings down the Yom Shloimo, but Tzikon Lam Beis, he went in between. He's Mach Melech Adchil, like Rashi. However, Mach Mehefsid, he said, he can make it, but in case that's Korush, has to get it that something is fireable. Sif Yod is being building off Sif Tes, and discussing on the Tzad, that certain milks are fireable, can now milk become fleshix? Strange idea over here, but that means according to the Mechaber, that the milk is found inside the Kevo. It's fireable with Sel or Korush. According to the Amor, that milk is found inside the cave. Once Korish is parvo, can you now take this milk and do an act of kvisho or malicha inside the cave? Now it gets tamped from the cave inside the milk. Now is this milk parvo or fleshix? That's the question of the Sifyud. Is it parvo or fleshix? Come on, the Beis Yosef, bring down Machlokes Yerushalmi.
Why would you
want
to do that?
Well, now it has a koyach in this milk of the cave, and now this little bit of milk you put inside a massive vat of milk, make cheese. Can this be a great catalyst over here? So come along the Beis Yosef, bring the Machlokes Yerushalmi. Ben Rucham come along and says over here that in the Maisa it's true that when it came out it was perish, and therefore it has no koyach to be milk, it's only parable. But now it's taking out the tam of the kevo. It's fleshix. Now the milk turns fleshix over here. So now you want to take this fleshix of milk and put it inside your cheese? By Yom Tzav, so you can bust the Macholot. Asad HaShem, the Torah went with the Ben Hashem, and says no. Just like the idea when it came out was perish, here also has the getter being perished, and the milk still stays parable. Again, we got the koiches from the kevo. What the swab here is, the Shach and Taz, where the Taz says over, first of all, it's not worse, the case is not by not. The Shach says, no Shach is not sugi, not by not, it's not true, the Kimto. The other way the Taz says over, the Shach seems to say over, what it means it's worse than the case of not by not, and also the koyach of being a pirish of Amal is coming out. There's no koyach that's coming out to be a case of Basari, it's a case that's parav over here. That's first the Rishayim. Lalocha, come on,
the Taz and the Shach only go according to the Shibshim.
Oh, so that's the first Lalocha. What's Lalocha we paskin? So first comes the Mechaber, and he says to Aser not to go do this act of taking the milk of Chachil to be Choshish for Ben Rucham. Not do the act of Kvisha, act of Mlicha, not to go do it that way. Now, not only that, there was even more than that. A person should not even leave the milk inside at all for a small amount of time. Because the Maisei inside the cave, there's explained the Shach, it's Charif over there, and we know the Gezit Sugar covers 24 hours, but something that's Charif has a ghetto of even 6 to 18 minutes can affect over here. Therefore, even Lechat Chilah should not do that. Even leave it inside, just take it out right away. But the Maisei, we pass Lechat Chilah not to be mined inside for the cover from Licha. Why? For the case of Ibn Rucham over here. Now, however, B'dieva, what's Alocha? Let's see, he did do it. So the Mechab is not clear, but the Beis Yosef is very clear, and the Shach brings it down. B'dieva, the Maisei, you can be Mechal. Why? But he ever will pass like a Ben Shimshon, like the Torah, the mice is parable, And therefore, this milk you can't put inside cheese, the mice it's mut over here. Now, come the Ramon, he brings down to make up the Yevon, he went with Shitasa, he says you can only make up the Yevon by case of Korosh, not by the case of Tol. That means the Beisidim you make up side by Tol and Korosh by the Yevon. And according to Ramon, you can only make up the Yevon by case of Korosh, not by the case of Tol over here. Now, the loch is, when it's Tol, Ramon says the loch is you need a case of Nice and Tam, Shishim. Shishim. Come on with Taz, he says he does not understand.
According to Ramon, he says it can't be Megal. What's the reason? It's because.
He goes like a man of Shimshim.
No,
that's powerful.
I'm asking, is it because it is now becoming when it's no, when it's salt?
No, it's salt. It's usher because he holds it's mamish milk.
Meaning, Shimshim only works when the cholov is powerful.
Yes, yes, yes. I saw it right away. If you had one on when it's powerful, each one should toss like. Yeah, only when it's powerful, the whole ben Shimshim ben Yochanan, whole machlokes only when it's powerful. Now, coming with Taz, he has a kasha over here. We're saying Nishishim, versus the when it's case over here, when it's tall. Now, by Melicha, what is the amount by Melicha that comes out? Is it Kuloy or is it Klipo? So we know from Simon Kofay, the loch is Klipo. If it's Klipo over here for us, so why do you need Shishim against the whole entire thing over here? The only case of Klipo over here. So, Besim, he discusses what is Cholov? Is Cholov something that's Shoming or Kachosh? By Melicha, Kachosh is Klipo, by Shoming, the loch is Shishim. So what is something that, what is cholov? Is cholov is milk, something is kofosh or shoming. Maisi brings down machlokes Rosh and verse the Rajbo, what the halacha is, and it points out, l'chu over here, it sounds like even get of shishim, that means it's saying the case of cholov is shoming. Bayat, from Kofes of Zayin, we went after the way, over there the machabah seems to say that cholov is kofosh. It's a stira, because Ketzel also is a kasha, who is a stira, is not clear how to answer the question, what is milk? Is milk a case of kofosh or a case of shoming? Now that's the game when it starts with tzol. When it starts with that again, coming with tzol, the mechab we make with the event, the amol might be machmir even with the event. What happens when something is tzol and then it came out as a liquid and you wait around and turns into something that's korish, congealed? What's the loch in that case? So coming with the Beis Yosef discusses it and says the loch is that it has get of tzol. The point in the Beis Yosef that makes no nafkamino. He owns tzol and korish the same halacha, both of them anyway powerful. It also will be the same halacha, he gives a get of tzol. The mice that are more is more machmer. He says, but soul, you have to be machmer, not because of korish. He also over here said to be more machmer and said, like a chil to be machmer, only because of hefstim rubo, he can be mekel. Come along the shach, he also is more machmer than shitasa, because he came along to be machmer in all cases, but even by case of korish, by case of hefstim, he said to be mekel only by case of hefstim rubo, not like a fourth sheet of the box to be machmer in all cases. Now, just go through certain shachs over here. The shach brings down the idea, there's a shir melicha over here. What is a shir melicha? Really, two aspects. One negate the time, and one negate the amount. Now, we'll get to Simon Tzadik Aleph, Sefei over there. That's where it brought down the two concepts. One is, how long is a shir melicha? We're going to pass in the shir that puts on the Arav Yaskel Arsiach. In numbers-wise, it's 6 to 18 minutes. The amount you put on is Eina Necha Machmas Molchai. A lot of salt, tons of salt. That's what it means over here. Come on, the Shachan says, Ramah in Tzadik Aleph Sefer is Machmer. Says, what's the amount of salt? Even amount of Yufitzli, a little bit. What's the time? Even Miyat. The question is, would the Shach, would the Ramah disagree with the Machaber and say the get over here is even a little bit of Yufitzli, that's Miyat? Come on, the Shachan says, no. Maisa, it's a big chumot over there to be Machmer. Over here, the Maisa, number one, says, didn't do Abanon. Number two, those that want to be Mekel, even a case of Tzol. And therefore, the Maisa said not to be Machmer. The only time to be Machmer over here, the only when you have a case of Mamish, a case of 6 to 18 minutes, a case of Einech Machmas Molchai, otherwise not to be Machmer. Now, the words the Mechaba says to Oimin Yom Echad, what is Kvisha? We know already that's Beis La'is, that's 24 hours, as the Shach explains over here. Now, he comes along over here, and he says, Ramah says, the Loch is, when it's Tzol, you make a Lashishim. Tzol, make a Lashishim. The question of Maisa is why? We know the loch in the Sifid al the Maimon Afiyub Elflot Bottle. So why in the world be making Lashishim over here? This is a case of a Maimon. So he has two truths over here. Either wants to tie that over here, this even though you should be Issa Machmas Atzmoy, it's not Issa Machmas Atzmoy Mamish. Because over here, Be'etzim, it's not Nidim inside the Maimon Shabbat, the Koyach of the Bolster. Therefore, a person can make Lashishim. Well, second reason why tie it, because by Kvishim Licha, didn't do Abolon, therefore, we're not going to be Machmer. A third reason to answer this question, come on, Kivegan, you want to answer that since we serve on the sheet that soul, anyways, again, I appreciate that's why a person can't be making one in the case of Shishim by the case of soul. Mamshuk Ramah and discusses, we're discussing the case over here that where the milk is powerful, let's make the ur itself be powerful. Let's make the ur cave itself be powerful. How did it go do that? You take it in the siyavish ka'ets, and therefore it's powerful. Siyavish ka'ets. Therefore the Ramah holds that you take skin, the ur cave, and you dry it out, just like we're saying the milk itself will be powerful, where did the skin itself can be powerful? Said the Shach, Ladafka, the Arkeva, even all other Bnei Ma'ayin, with the same Malacha, Elvis said the Shach, not to do the Chachilo. Kiveger, being down from Rikash, same idea, not to do the Chachilo. If so, you can ask the question, how in the world to be Maimed with the Arkeva practically, how to make cheese over here? It's come along with Pesach Tshuva, brings down Kiveger, and says, not to do the Chachilo, that's when there's no Shishim. However, when the Shishim, to be Machmer, what do you have to worry? Maybe there is no Shishim, and maybe the reason to be Machmer, maybe not dried out completely. But he dried out completely, and the shishim, that one will be machman, even l'chadchilo, if you take it or keivo, dried out completely, and the ma'isip on the tzai will not be a problem over here. Mamshuk b'kiveger, sorry, mamshuk b'pizke tshuva, according a ma'isip with the chsam sofer, the tamal kochum echad, he was dochen for parnoso, and he gets involved how exactly to go make cheese, at least a different process. He says over here that first he took the ar, and he dried it up. Then he came along, and he wanted to do the act of bishul, re-soften it over here. Then somehow the tam came out, got mixed in with the mitz over here, and then with the mitz, he wants to use the mayim and put it inside the milk. That's first seemed to be the kiss of the case. What happened over here? He has the baya. He has a problem. First of all, who says yovish kates? Says the tam sofer. Void even was is chayyuz the mitzrachik over here. Void you have a baya mitzad the sugi mayim over here. Maisi ends off since you have a number one a case of shishim, and number two we have a tzirif of a bunch of drabbanon, and number three a case of hefsim rubo. This is Kimda the Maisa can be Makel. Fine, similarly in this case. He does mention Derech Agav. This case is Dafka when you put it inside, and only some of the Tzir, some of the mitz came out, and therefore the Tzir that's coming out is only the Drabbanon. But let's say you left it in for 24 hours, then what happens? Tam comes out, the Tam Kedereiso. And then you won't have the Setter. So what's the Eitzer? You want to leave it in for 24 hours? That's very simple. Leave it in for 23 hours, take it out for an hour. And the next day, put it in for 23 hours and take it out for an hour. And the next day, put it in for 23 hours and take it out for an hour. And therefore, the law we know in Simcha Kofei, to do an act of Kfisha has to be straight. If you take it out for one moment, 1 second, that's not an act of Kfisha. Now, you could ask a question, why in the world you say an hour for, take it out for 1 second? I just think you were saying it practically, because you're doing it day after day, you won't always get the exact second. It's just, if you do, it sounds like you're doing it for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You take it, leave it out for an hour, next time, I think it's just pretty much practical. Next time, you have to get within that hour, you have to take it out and leave it out for an hour. Otherwise, if you do it 1 second, you'll probably mess up. Eventually, you have to let time to me and you say 5 minutes, the stomach will mess up. It's just being practical. Yeah. And leave it out for an hour. And 1 hour. Next, every day, you'll have an hour leeway to get it done. And leave it out for an hour. I think it'd be practical.
If you take it out, it's still wet, then you stop still doing how much stuff. It's still in the liquid. Just because it's like how much time before hand or liquid doesn't mean that's still wet.
No, it has to be inside the liquid. We'll look published. It has to be inside the liquid. No, we'll get to we might get to what you're saying. We'll get to what you're saying for a different reason. So we'll end up covering with that point, maybe. Now, the next Pesach Tshuva, they bring down the Teres Tzvi, the scholars that had these red worms, they would dry them up, and they put inside the Yamashka and give color to it. Now, this Teres Tzvi that he points out, really, at least the next Pesach Tshuva, seems to argue with the Prim Gadam with 2 points. Prim Gadam is saying this whole idea to be Mekel, the Dafka number one by Or, and the Shafts is Bnei Ma'ayin. Also that you dry out, is that also powerful? Also you dry out, is that powerful? Come on, Prim Gadam says, right, Bosa is dried out, the Ma'ayin is not powerful, still is Bosa. Bosa is Bosa, number one. Number two, Itain is, this Alocha Dafka in the stays, however, unless you do Bishul through it, or you soften it through a case of soaking it, and also the Ma'ayin is close it back to the original case over here, and therefore will not have the get of being powerful, back to being an act of Bosa. Two Chumr says the Prim Gadam. Maisa says the Pesach Tshuva, numerous Achorim disagree. One, we just said the Teres Tzvi. Over here, the case of worm, I assume it's the case of Basar. And number two, also it's softened it. Over here, put inside the drink, over here, salting inside. And see, it does not hold the two Chumras, number one. Number two, there seems to be another case over here from Lechem Aponim. The person, after Fuhr Shibai, put his finger inside the eye of the animal, inside of Fuhr. Then he put it inside his coffee over here. Why, don't ask? Put it inside the coffee over here, then he wanted to drink the coffee. The Maisa. It came along and said the Maisa should not be a Bayal over here. In the Maisa case of Bosser, the case of Sofen afterwards, the case of Bishal over here, the Maisa is not worrying about it. Therefore, Kamal Pesachim Tshuva says, also, it seems to be the Nagib Yehuda, the Shach, Shavuos Yaakov. Again, the Nagib Yehuda sounds like it has to be kosher meat, not treif meat, but the Shavuos Yaakov and the Shach sound like even treif meat, if it's dried up. We won't worry about it. And even if it's back to the Chuchus, we're not going to worry about it. Again, we do have this Chum of the Pim Gadim. The Pim Gadim points out, Pashas, the place can say, once it's dried up, it lost its shame, Basar, it back being something that's parable over here. Or kosher over here, but something that's kosher. Sifid Aleph is now discussing, let's say, not one of Maimon, not with the milk, but Maimon with the cave itself. You're taking the Ara Keva, I mean the skin, just with the stomach of the cave, of the stomach of the animal, put it inside your milk over here, and now the milk is going to turn into cheese. What's the loch over here? So again, the basis is very clear, three different sheets over here. One is Rabbein Tam says, we know the loch is everything is bottle of shishim, all Maimon is a bottle of shishim. What's available, whether it's kosher, would not make a difference. Everything is bottle of shishim, and therefore the shafting down the Yom Shishloim, whether he passed like Rabbein Tam, Lukulo, all Maimon is a bottle of shishim. At Sadr Sheni, come on the Mechaber, it brings down the Rimagash, the Rambam, again we know Kivek in the beginning of the Simen, it brings down the dependent if it's kosher or nevela. Something that's nevela, I feel about Evelyn Bottom. Mash Inger, if it's kosher, it's Bottom of Shishim. Why is it Bottom of Shishim? Explain the Shach. Because over here it's heter per heter, one with another. And therefore, the only way to make Bottom of Cholab, having Tam one with another, and since once it's Shishim over here, it never came to the Issa, Bottom of Cholab, never had this Issa. Therefore, my mind, I feel about Evelyn Bottom, is only by nevela, not by something that's kosher. I'd say the Shlishi over here, come along with Ben Shimshon, they want to tell you whether it's possible to call or Nevela, the Loch is that feel of the elf like bottle over here. And that's the Vidach Sam Seifer, what happened to the Pesach Chuba, he's being Choshev for this sheet over here. Otherwise, because you have Shishim over here, it's kind of being Choshev for Ben Shimshon by possible call of the elf like bottle. That means by Iker, we have three sheets over here. Ben Tam is passing the Loch is always bottle of Shishim, Yam Shloimo. And that's the Shach that we don't pass like. The Mechaber says Allah is like Rimgash to Rambam by Nevela people Eflei Bosa, not by Bosa Bechalov. Shach says that we do pass like. And there's a Chassam Seif over here that says even more of a Chumma people Eflei Bosa by case of Bosa Bechalov. The Mod doesn't end off with Allah of Zev Zegarim, even though by Maimon people Eflei Bosa, not by Zev Zegarim. Now there's a Mavucha the Shaila, what exactly is the Kimta of the Amor, how to apply practically. The way the Shach and Taz are being down, let's say the Issa by itself to be Gurim this action, this Maimon over here. It does not need the heter. The mice come on the taz, it says the mice to be machmer, either the argument or the pshan or the shach ends off a case of tzorachin. Now, just go back to one point in the Pesach Tshuva, and again, what's coming up. Pesach Tshuva being down the concept of kavish by Abaminim. Abaminim. What shach is, what's going on over here, what's the state over here? So, first, there's a clear Gemara in Sukkah, the Aflam of Vav, we're talking about the Mechaba Tokish and Ches, by an esrig, do an act of kvisha to it. The words of Mechab is Kavash and Chaymitz. The loch is you passel your esrik. You take your esrik, you do an act of kfishua, the mice is possible. Says the Mishabura, why means that the sugya of hitter? Possible, hitter. The question is there a sugya of kfishua by the other three minim, by Lulav, Hadassim, and Aravis? Is it an act of kfishua? Is there a concept of kfishua to passel over here? So first, there is a Mephorsha by Seisif in Arachayim Tafesh Memhei, the being done a Ramban that says the act of kfishua even by case of a Lulav. Chadnis is being down to the Toy Sefer, not true. But we have Ramban that way, we have Meir that way, and therefore the Chassam Sefer will be here saying, Rav Abaya, it used to be in those days that people would take their lulav, bake it in the Mishnah and Sukkah. How would they keep it fresh? They take it, bring it home every day, put it inside water. I'll leave it there. Adas Lulav, let's put it inside water. The next day they'll take it out. It's no problem. Very simple. Every 20, you dab it, you take it with you a couple of hours. You don't have 24 hours. The Bayah Shabbos.
No, you can have it from now every day then.
Yeah, but you have a couple of hours. Pashas.
Shabbos.
Bayah Shabbos. Come on, Shabbos. You leave there for 24 hours. The Choy just passed you a little bit. That's a that's in the Rabbis. He passes it. Therefore, Siddur Sam Saifa, what he would do, he would tell the Goy to take it out. For Shah Achas. A moment, take it out. And then we'll put it back inside. It won't be a problem. It stops the active kfisha over here. So you have a chumah of the Chassam Sofer that's like different from when it being down. Then the active kfisha does apply to Luva Das Menorahs.
Why don't they
have a song? No. I spoke out when you weren't here. Why? The Maisa, the Darki Tshuva in Simon Kofay being down. The Loi Shemati, even those who are medakta came to take it out of water. He said the minig is toru and not to worry about the act of kavish by case of a lulav. What's the svar to mechalik esrig? Yeah, lulav not. It's very simple. Yeah, the Dasmar Rabbis. What is the word Mechala? It's very simple. The idea of Kovish is only a sugya in the Sinas Tam. Listen, Tam. Not in the act, it doesn't change the Mechosa Dover. The act of Bishul in the Sinas Tam. Bishul changes the Gova Dover. By Kovish is the act in the Sinas Tam. So when Esther, the sugya of something to get to Achilo. So the Sinas Tam, pass them inside the Hidr. Luluv is Eitz Balmo. There's no Tam. You don't care about Tam. There's no Cheshivas in Tam. Luluv and Dasmar Rabbis are what? Who cares about Tam? So therefore, it can be kosher. We don't have to worry about it. And therefore, the Pesach Tshuva, this parenthesis over here, being down, I never heard of this concept. Back to being down, this Pesach Tshuva said, I never heard this idea to be machma at all, and taking out Yilul of Adasim and Ravis from the word over here. And therefore, the Arsvam will bring it down. We want to say, we don't have to worry about this concept, Mashaklarin, Liash, all this. So, vice versa, first, among the Svarim, first they take it out of water or not. We have some Sofi with the Maisa he did. And the Israel Ramban of you that says yes to, Asar Shayin, the Daka Tshuva, Pesach Tshuva says, Loshaman of Lurin, Dal Kazer. Now, practically, today's day and age, no one seems to put it inside water. However, in the stores, they might do it. I know, that's true, but usually in the home, people don't do it that way. In the store, you might get it involved. You want to be makhmer for it. You ever seen they put it inside a bucket of water? You can't watch your Shabbos. It was there for Friday already. And you're spending hours getting the exact one, spending hundreds of shekels to get the perfect hadas over there. According to the Ramban, it's possible. But, so I'm sorry if you have a buy over there. They soak it. Now, how much? Now,
if you're missing the shear.
Now, if it's missing the shear, they point out soaking means whatever's inside. I mean, whatever's soaking in the bottom a little bit, and the rest of the top is beside her. But the mice, they soak a lot of it, whatever's part of the shear. It doesn't, right? Always inside the water. So there are people who spend time, how much time, in their buckets of the dust inside water. There's an issue over there. A chumra, that Kachuva, a Pesach Kachuva says, ain't kizah. But there is certainly a chumra out there. What's more practical is they discuss what we seem to more do is, my father does that way for years, not anymore, but they used to take a towel, put water, squeeze out, make it very damp, wrap up the lulav adats from the office, and just wrap it up. Some people put it in the refrigerator, but some people wrap it up with the shmato. The question now, you wrap up with the shmato, over here it's a little lachluchis over here. Do you have a vayam tzad suk of kovash noch le machmir? Therefore, the Sefer Kashus Abel Haminim, he come along, he was as Torah, and he come along and says, therefore, people who might say, wrap it up, Yabayah b'tzad Ramban, b'tzad the Meiri, b'tzad the Sam Sefer, and therefore, they're going to pass the Mama Shilul over, you pass them, you're over, you have to be very careful, make sure not to wrap up your three minim over here. Myself, the Lelim seem to go do that, and come out of all this form, disagree. Either, first of all, we have Dakshuva, Piskachuva says, Lo Shemana, the Shumra on the Chacham Sefer. Second of all, when we learn the Sugya of Kovish, then we learn what's Lachluchas Ksas. Is the Geta Terech and Lassat Fiach, which the towel will cause it to happen? Or the Geta is, you need water. You're asking, what's the Geta Kovish? So the Izzim Shlom Kukhid says, you know, Maisa, even a little bit of Terech and Lassat Fiach. However, come on, the people go to Yad Yudah, the Archa Shulchan says, you need Mamish water. It's a Kovish inside water. A towel is not to the water. And therefore, for this reason, they say it's a pillow. What the Kash Abbas mean and what's tiny to be machma on a chumra upon a chumra. And therefore, they say not to worry about it. Even the psul is a hitter, they point out. And hitter the Maisa Shayyam and Maisa not even possible. But according to Lavi Shayyam, Chabr al Hofa, Ramad, Machim Hefzid. So the Maisa, they point out the idea what we wrap up in a blanket, in a towel, the Yeshem Yilismach, even Lachatil, go do that. Now, the Ulama seems to do a little bit better than that. They just put it in the refrigerator. They take it out, put in the refrigerator, that'll cause no problem at all.
Without a towel.
That's no problem. That's not even a shiloh. That's no problem.
Yeah, but then they get brown.
No.
You're losing the hitter.
Like now, just the last point, the Pesach Tshuva says, the Avada, it's mutter, and he sends you to a rush. Just when he means the rush over there, the rush in the beginning of the third parak of Sukkot, he over there says, if you have a lulav, that's maybe, what does it get of Yavish? He says, if you get of Yavish, meaning on one Rishon, it says, again, the fractal bits of parur, it breaks with the nails. Says, I don't know, you can take a little, do a cover shoot for a day or two, I come back and rejuvenate it and still has life to it. So see, the rush is saying, they can do cover shoot it and rejuvenate it, give life back to it. That could be saying that's just a simin and not what you have to really do. Kenzine, that's what he means when he's sending you to that rush over there. The Maiso comes out in the gear to this Pesach Tshuva, not putting it to water, certainly there is the Milo that Sam Shoiva was worried about inside the Sugya of Kovish by the Abraminim. Fine, Benjamin, on Wednesday, we'll be continuing Simon Peites of Gimel and Dalet. That's
lovely. It's a beautiful fortress by Rav Asher.